Yo, yo, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of No Saw. And this is your girl, So Charmy. So thank you for tuning in. Now, I want to say happy Memorial Day. Happy Father's Day. But most of all, happy Juneteenth, y'all. Yes, happy Juneteenth, my love bugs. And as y'all know, Juneteenth and Father's Day actually fell on the same day of June 2022. So, what did you fathers get for Father's Day? I hope they were some good gifts and some good family time, you know? And no disrespect to the females who are working for it full time as mother and father, but you know, give credit when credit is due. You feel me? If these men is out here being fathers, please let them. If they are trying to do right, please let them. Okay? Whatever beef you got between, you know, each other, please try to resolve it. Please try to resolve it. These kids need y'all. We ain't asking y'all to be together. We asking y'all to work through this together. You feel me? You know? Very special. You know, precious moments. You can't get back. Because this world is fucking horrible, bro. Oh, my God. I'm blessed to still be here. And that's the honest truth, man. That is the honest God truth. I'm still blessed to be here as of right now. Like, because this world is like horrible right now. In the city of Philadelphia, for sure, there was a massive shooting down. It's not really massive, but it was a shooting occurrence, but we're gonna call it massive because it was a crowd of people down on South Street, and gunfire broke out, and three people ended up getting killed during that situation, altercation. And I'm praying for them, praying for their family. And everyone that even, you know, was involved, or, you know, everyone that was like, that had to even endure that situation. My heart goes out to y'all, man. I'm just happy that y'all okay. And that's some honest shit, man, because that's scary as hell. Who wants to be out and about trying to enjoy themselves, be cute, flirt, get drunk, whatever you do, hang out with your friends, et cetera, and bullshit like that happens? Like, nah, like, South Street ain't, I don't know. I mean, as far as I can remember, South Street ain't, we ain't used to that shit, you know what I mean? We ain't used to nothing popping down there. That's why the motherfuckers go down there. Y'all drool. Like, three people lost their lives because of that shit, man. That shit not cool. That shit is not cool. It's bad enough right before that there was outside of Philadelphia and, Texas, the Uvalde massive shooting in an elementary school, which was, whoo, praying for them families. I'm still praying for those families. If y'all hear an ice cream truck in the background, please forgive me. This is the second time this fucking ice cream truck been around this block, I swear to God. And this shit is drooling. And but other than that, it actually has been multiple massive shootings around the world recently within this last month. And this is my heart goes out to every family that had to go through something like this right now. And it's really the honest truth, bottom of my heart, because who wants to lose a loved one? And that's some real shit. Who wants to lose a loved one, especially to gun violence, senseless, dumb-ass fucking gun violence sometimes? Like, bro, it's senseless. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I truly do not know what's running through most people's minds when things of this nature occurs, especially involving when you're dealing with children. My God, please, God, I don't know what goes through people's minds when, just, I don't. And that shit is just really hurtful, bro. That shit is really, really hurtful. Just to know that shit. Because I have nieces, I have nephews, you understand? Like, of course, I'm thinking about them for sure. Like, that could have been them. Like, that could have been me. Like, it could have been my sisters, anybody. Like, man, I really feel so fucked up because of that. That shit crazy on some shit. And I really pray for these families, man, to heal as much as they can. I mean, because it's not going to go away. It's not going to ever be forgotten, you understand? So I'm just asking them to heal as much as they possibly can, you know? And I hope they have the support behind them as they are going through this traumatic time. And that's some real shit. excuse me. Of course, it's summer. Yes, I'm hype as shit because my birthday is around the corner, my lovebies, and I'm sorry to change the subject like that. I'm sorry, but had to take a pause for a minute and try to lighten up this mood for a second because I did get in my feelings for a little quick second on that behalf. My birthday is coming up. I'm turning 30. I'm hitting that big 3-0. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm getting there. I know. I talk a lot of crap, but I am getting there. I'm blessed. And I'm not asking to do nothing with nobody. I ain't looking for nothing. I'm just asking. I am looking for something. I'm looking to make sure I wake up that day and stay alive that day. And that's some real shit. Like, especially being in Philly right now. Alone. Just being a Philly alone right now. Like, that's just, anyway. I know it's dark sense of humor. Why are you laughing about it? That's just how I get through my fucking shit sometimes. You understand? Y'all know this. And I do my mini rants. So if you follow me on Instagram and you pay attention to my shit, then you know I do little mini rants and shit. But anyway, I am blessed to see this year, see 30. I really am. I'm blessed. As like I said, it is Father's Day. So, you know, shout out to the fathers for sure. That's doing their thing, holding it down. You know, being there, supporting them, spending time, family trips. Whatever it is you do, you know, make sure you stand what you do. Stand what you do, man. Ain't that what my daddy said? Rest in peace, Chuck. Or as a lot of people know him as Chili. Rest in peace, Chili. That's my baby just as well. And yes, I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like I really get my mouth when it comes down to cursing. Man, if y'all ever met my dad, you knew his mouth. He cursed like a sailor. And I feel like that's where I get it from. And that's some shit, though. But I really do. Every other word, damn near, is a curse word out of my mouth. I mean, I'm professional. I know how to be a professional. But when I own it, yeah. I get it from my daddy. For sure, when it comes down to what I just talked that shit. I just get it from him with that part. Yeah. Rest in peace. It's been, what's this? 2022. It's 22, right? Oh my God. So, 2022. Oh, yeah. 10 years? Exactly. I'm dumb as shit. But it's been 10 years since my dad passed away. Yes, he passed away before my mom. So, it's been a minute. Definitely. And yeah, so basically, both my parents are deceased. Yeah. My father's mother is still alive. My grandfather, his dad, is deceased. Rest in peace. Shit. I'ma be folky with you. Off my dad's side, I'm not really close to people on my dad's side of the family, for real, for real. We gonna keep it funky out here. So, I know the main people I should know. My grandmother, my aunts, my uncle, you know, my nephews. Well, my uncles. I'm sorry, not my nephews. They're my uncles, technically. They're my great uncles, technically. You know, it's funny because, you know, they're babies. Like, kids. Weird how fucking genetics work. But anyway, it's funny. It's weird. Anyway. I know, like I said, I know the main people for real from my dad's side. I don't know everybody. I know his sisters. His other sister. You know, all my aunts. I mean, because I'm sorry I worded it wrong. Because, yeah. My dad had a couple of sisters and a brother. So, I know all of them. Literally, I'm not pretty sure who was who for real. So my little sisters and my little brothers, they from my dad's side of the family. Anyway, I'm gonna correct myself, from my dad's side of the family. I have a different dad other than my other sisters. Most of y'all do not know that. So I am, yes, I'm putting that out there. So they, my little sisters and my little brothers, they are actually a lot closer with my dad's side of the family than I am. I am more so of a, I want to say I'm an outcast on the low. Not like, it's just me. I'm gonna be funky. I ain't never felt like I fit in on that side of the family. I know it sounds weird, but like, well, why do you care you fit in? It's just like, I just didn't always feel part of the family. And that's the honest truth, and that's just an experience of me growing up and stuff like that, and being on it, being with them. I don't know, it's just, it ain't bad or nothing like that. It's just, I just never felt a part of that. I never felt like I was really a part of that family on not like, just, I don't know, I'm trying to word it correctly, but I'm gonna just shut up because I can't even word it correctly like I really want to right now. But like I said, it's not a bad thing or nothing. So anyway, but that's my daddy. Ciao. My brothers, ciao. And my sisters definitely look like my dad. I look like a spent image of my mother. That's the crazy shit. I look exactly like my mother, but my little sisters and brothers, they look exactly like my daddy. So, whatever. Anyway, that's still my dad, though. Through ups and downs, and that's some real shit throughout the whole time of childhood. And this is like, y'all know me being honest, open. This is really me. This is like my podcast. This is my platform. This is me expressing how I feel. And once again, like as always, this is my opinion, my point of view of things, you know. But it's just, that's my dad, bro. We really went through some shit growing up on the low. Like, if you was around and you know it, of course, like, but my dad ain't here to speak on his behalf anymore, to say his piece. Like, we definitely made peace. Because, like I said, we beefed a little. And that's some real shit. We beefed a little as I was growing up. But we made peace. I swear we made peace. Before, you know, before he left this earth. So we made peace, and that's still gonna be a part of me. You know, feel me? And I appreciate all that shit, man. I appreciate him for man, all that shit he have toward me. I'ma tell you that shit. We made peace, we grew a bond together, and that's some real shit. We really grew a hell of a bond together. And if anybody was around during that time frame, then you know that my dad was like my real ace boo coon on some shit, like my drinking buddy. And that's some shit. My drinking buddy. He might smoke once in a while, but I was mostly the weed smoker, so, but, you know, that was my shit. I really got a chance to really bond with my dad, for real, as a adult. Well, I was still in my teens, like, 18, I just for 18. So, but I appreciate every fucking moment. Ups and downs, like, and that's some real shit, man. That's my motherfucking dog. Yes, like, that is my dog. So, I always tell him I love him, man. Just like I say every year. Nobody don't believe, probably don't understand this shit, but every year I try to go to his gravesite to see him and talk to him and spend time with him. And every year that I go see him, it's always windy. Sunny with clouds, but windy as fuck. I swear, or every year that I go see this man, it's always been like that. People probably don't understand that shit, but it's just like, it's always that day. That moment between me and him, I feel like it's connecting on some real shit. That's him and me talking. Like, that's him brushing against my fucking arm, like, on some shit, because on some stuff. I'm going to tell y'all the moment, all right? Because I know it's so real with my dad, bro. If you ever, like I said, if you ever been around my dad and how he, if you ever had to get plucked... Right? So listen, his plucks are so fucking hard. Like it was just really, it's this one distinctive pluck he had, and it was all it's hard. So a couple of years ago I was fucking around with some bull or whatever, right? And in between the time of me dealing with some shit with my mom, I was like, this is when my mom was really, really like sick at the moment. And I was, like, really going through my shit. And me and him was just messing around. Excuse me. Was messing around and stuff. Like, you know, and I kind of... It was a situation. It was a whole fucking situation. So, long story short, to make it more of my point is real quick, is that I ended up getting this boy named tatted on me, right? So, in the midst of us trying to stencil his name on my neck, right? I swear, in the midst of us trying to, you know, the artist is trying to tattoo the name, you know, the stencil on my neck. All I felt, I swear to God, yo, I swear to God, all I felt in the back of my head was my dad plucking me. Now, mind you, the artist is doing this, trying to do the joint on my neck. The bull that I was messing with at the time, he was off on the other side rolling up or whatever. So all I kept feeling was like this fucking pluck. I swear to God, it was just this fucking pluck that just kept going and it kept going. And even because it's like, since the stencil didn't want to work correctly on my little ass neck, like the stencil really, like, it really wasn't trying to be on there for real. He was telling me, like, you dummy, what are you doing, you dummy. It was like I felt my dad presence to the point where he was trying to tell me, what the fuck are you doing, you're smarter than this. Like, it was just this fucking pluck, like, the fuck is wrong with you, like, if y'all can. And so it was like, once we took the, we said fuck this, fuck my neck type shit, you know, fuck my neck, right? We put it somewhere else, right? We put the stencil somewhere else. And I swear to God, the plucking just stopped. It wasn't no crook in my neck. It wasn't my muscle spasm or nothing. I swear to God, it wasn't that. It was his pluck. It's probably, some people be like, she's tripping. You probably just like, no, like, I know what the fuck I felt. That's all I'm going to say. As soon as we stopped that shit, it's as soon as we moved the fucking stencil, it really stopped. It really, really did stop. Like, it wasn't no headache. It wasn't no muscle spasm. It wasn't no crook in my neck. Whatever the fuck you... It wasn't that. I promise you it wasn't that. So, I feel my dad present. So, when I go see him, that's what I feel. You understand me? When I go talk to him, that's what I feel. You know, when I express things, when I tell him how's everybody's doing, even though you can probably see it and feel it yourself, but, you know, I still say it. I still speak on it. I let him know what's going on in my day-to-day life. You know, I just kind of opened up to him, asked him to really, really look over me right now because of me just, you know, my mom just, you know, my mom is no longer here as well. So it was like, I don't have you. I don't have her. So it was like, all I have is my sisters and my nieces and my nephews and them and my brothers. So it was like, you know, it's my moment to really bond with him. Like I said, that's my fucking partner in crime. That's my fucking homie. That's my dad. Like, bro, that's my friend. And that's some real shit. Regardless, we went through the ups and downs. That's my fucking dad, bro. Like, regardless of what anything say, anybody say, that's my dad. Like, my babies, they are together. Like my babies are together. I pray they are together anyway. And I do pray they are together. Like I said, it's just everything just different a little bit. I am in a healing process. I am working through things. I am learning to do more with my fucking self. But it's not a day that I really don't wish I can at least talk to my dad again, like face to face, like sitting in my face, smoking an L, taking a shot, bro, on some real shit. Like, and that's something I would not ever forget. I only want to remember the good things, regardless of what we have been through. I remember all the good shit, and that's on God. Like, just remember us sitting there playing fucking chess on Rockland Street, bro. Like, anybody fucking listen to this and then knows me and knows Chili and Chuck or Charles, whatever you want to call him, if y'all know him, man, and that was off of Rockland Street up in Germantown, bro, y'all know that block was lit. He was lit. We was lit. And, man, that goes on and on, bro. No matter where we was at, man, my dad was a presence. He stood somewhere. My daddy, wherever he laid his head, was his home. And that's the honest God truth out this bitch. So, I do appreciate him and what he has brought into this world. And God, his presence, his memories. And playing chess on that fucking porch, bro. Man, watching Iron Chef, bro. Like, my daddy was a cook. I ain't even tell y'all. Yeah, my daddy threw the fuck down. Like, dead ass threw down, bro. Especially some seafood. Ooh, did he not throw down on some seafood? Baby. But... Oh, yeah, thinking about that shit, I remember, where was we at? We was up, he and my stepmom, I'm gonna still call her my stepmom to this day because she watched me grow up. That is my baby. Rest in peace, Miss Michelle. I fucking love you just as well. Oh, my God, that was my baby. Oh, my God, y'all don't understand. This shit is really real, real, like, real traumatic. Miss Michelle did pass away last year just as well. Praise to my little sister. Praise to my little brother. Praise to Kiki and everybody else. Y'all know this. I love y'all for sure. So, yeah, this shit is real, y'all. So, it gets deep. And this is why I keep telling people I don't express a lot of shit goes on with me because it really gets deep. And Miss Michelle watched me grow up. I'll tell y'all another day for that story. But him and Miss Michelle, that's my mommy. They actually was living up Logan. I was still living in Nicetown. That Logan in Nicetown is like really like literally like a block fucking over like from each other, like from comparison. So what the fuck was the name of that block they lived on? I'm so mad. Oh my god, I gotta go past there one day to fucking remember. But it's right there off of Logan, right off of couple of blocks off of Broad and Wyoming. If anybody know Broad and Wyoming in Philadelphia, you know, past the Burger King type shit, couple of doors, right before you get to York, actually. Like, probably a couple of blocks right before you get to Broad and York. Is that York? What the fuck is... I said I don't even know my city streets, but I know how to get there. I was there. But, anyway, they used to live right there. And I remember my dad bought home. I was over there, like, I think it was either the summertime. I was over there for the summer. Or it was a spring break. It was one of them fucking times. Or a weekend. Whatever. And him and Miss Michelle brought home a barrel of fucking live crabs. And I'm like, are those alive? He was like, yeah, because, you know, the lid was closed, but, you know, you could probably see, you know, stuff. You see it through the cracks and stuff if you know what a barrel of crabs look like for you bring it home. So, I'm looking, he opened the top, yo, I swear to God, when the little bitches started crawling out, so he opened the top, I ran. It was cute, though, because then I started creeping back over there, like, this was funny, because, oh my gosh, I remember the moments. But anyway, he was really good with seafood. He was a really good chef, though. He taught me a lot of shit just as well. Like, my grandma taught me how to cook. He definitely taught me how to cook. My mama definitely taught me something. Everybody taught me something. So, you know, I love that shit. You know, but my daddy was definitely a motherfucking chef, man. He used to do catering, all that shit, bro. Miss that shit, bro. I really, really miss all that shit. Man, to see him now, man, if it was, man, anyway, he was really good at a lot of shit. He was a multitasker. He wasn't just a hoe, y'all. He wasn't just a hoe. My daddy was really, really, he had his shit with him, bro. Don't ever get it fucked up. My dad had his shit with him, but I see past a lot of that shit, bro. Just thinking back on a lot of it, I see past a lot of it. I really do. I remember so much different shit. It's not funny. A lot of people probably wouldn't even thought I remember it, but I remember a lot of shit. But anyway. Yeah. I do. Rest in peace, Charles. Rest in peace, baby. Anyway, y'all, I really appreciate y'all for tuning in. I wasn't trying to make this too much of a extra long situation, you know, make y'all feel bored and tired or nothing like that. Don't get tired of me yet, y'all, but I'm still here. And I appreciate y'all for really rocking out and tuning in with me. And I appreciate y'all for, like, really listening and letting me express everything, you know, express my memory, you know, go down memory lane and, you know, talk about current, you know, all the shit that's currently was going on, what's going on mentally just as well, like me and my little rants and all that other extra shit just as well. So, you know, but like I said, I want y'all to please have a beautiful and happy Father's Day. Please, please have a safe an enjoyable Juneteenth, because I love y'all black people, and that's some real shit. I love y'all black people, and I need y'all to pretty really really love each other. Like, I know that's easier said than done, but please, y'all, please, I love y'all. Like, we are, man, I really fucking love us. That's all I can say. I really love us, man. But happy Juneteenth, y'all. Happy Father's Day. So, thank you for tuning in to No Salt. This is your girl, Soul Charmaine.